Steinsteine.
It's after the shiv, can I have it?
Yeah, after.
Yeah, after.
Yo Yerudea Aleph. Yo Yerudea Aleph. Okay. So today's title, as far as I know, I remember, it's quite a large order. It's about buying cut vegetables, cut fruit, v'hamistayev. So let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara in Kol HaBosor, famous Gemara, where the Gemara says, this is one of these, where the Gemara says, Snoin, which is a radish, Shechotchu besakin, Shechotach b'bosor, Osel ochle b'kutoch, Hani militznoin, if it's a radish, the Gemara calls it a sharp kind of thing. Da'agav churfei bola. Aval kishus, Rashi says it's something sweet. Could be a sweet carrot, could be anything sweet. Gored lebei piske. So then he just has to, so Rashi says it's sweet. Ve'enoi nivla b'toicha. So you're cutting something with a knife. You're cutting vegetables with a knife. And the cha'ora, it sounds that then there's some fat, which is a little bit of fat, is stuck to the knife. That's what it sounds like. If you go through all the poiskim. Even though there's a hidden shach, yeah, which is not so much mazai, but we'll try and get to that. So you've got a little bit of fat on the knife, and it's tzof va'oymed al mokem achatach. And now you're cutting something which is sweet, so that little fat gets stuck on the place where you've cut it. Hilkach, so what's the way forward? Gorer lebei piske, lemokem chatach, the place where you've cut it. Gorer, you scrape. Ma'at besakin va'ochel, and then the rest you can eat it. Af bekutach. Okay? So, it's like this. So the Shulchan Aruch, taking a shortcut. The Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tzadik Vov, which is a very famous Siman, because it speaks about Dovah Chorif, says like this, finishes off right at the end of Siman Tzadik Vov. It says like this. Chotach kishuim besakin shel bosor. So you've got cucumbers, and you cut it with a meaty knife. Okay? Mutar la'ochlom b'cholov. These pieces of cucumbers, you're allowed to eat them with cholov, big grader, on condition that you've done something called grader, bilvad. What does that mean? Sheyigroid mimokoy machatach. You've got to scrape the place where you've cut it. The imchotach boy lefes, this lefes, wherever it is, it has some neutralizing effect on it. Afilo greider einot zorich, doesn't need, el hatocha ba'alma. Rinsing is enough.
Sorry, this line is clean, or the fat supposed
to be? Not clear from Shulchan Aruch. The Shach says, what? How much is greater? That means like this. So we've got to look at this in context. The Shulchan Aruch starts off Siman Tzadik Vov with a tznoin, which is looked at as sharp, but not as sharp as the chiltis, which is mentioned in the Sechta Avodah Zarah. So the tznoin is mentioned in Chulin, but chiltis is something crazy sharp, very, very sharp. And that doesn't even speak about it here. It just talks about the tznoin, and there's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, whether a'enoi bin yoimoi and mekunach, which is really Tosfos often not. In Kolabosa, the Tosfos has got a Suffolk, and there's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether if you cut, so let's say for argument's sake, you cut a radish, well, let's say you cut an onion. Let's give an onion a halacha of a radish, and of the radish that he's talking about, because he may be talking about the white radishes, which the head and the hind. I don't remember, but it seems from the poskim that this was a very sharp kind of thing, but not as sharp as the chilt is. And there, the halacha is that you've got to me'ikra din, you've got to take netilas mokoim, which normally means the thickness of your thumb, which is normally a centimeter. And in certain instances, it might even be mefafea the whole thing. And there, there's 2 days. What exactly is this knife? Is this knife clean or is it not clean? So later on, where he's talking about cutting kishuim, the sack in Shabbosah, so therefore, says the Shach, it's talking about the chiyuv is greater, which is even less than a clipper. So you've got kedei netila, you've got kedei clipper, and then you've got something which is called greater, which is less than clipper. And the Shach explains, because clipper has to be thick enough, like a clipper's ashum, or like a clipper's onion, that when you take it off, the whole thing would come off. So there's enough of a thickness that you can't just pull off little bits. Whereas greater is something in the middle. It's very important to know what greater means, as I will shortly share with you the Pischei Tshuva. But very interestingly, the Shach says here, Afal pi begreder sagi, afal pi shestam sakin shamnu nisoi korush al ponov. Even though there is a normal sakin, will have some shamnunis on it, it's hard to get these knives clean. The medina of the sagi badocha, yeah, it's toinen betoinen, elomitoich lachuso, efshel hadiach. So because you're cutting cucumbers, and the shaylis may be pineapple and all other kinds of things, yeah, then it, for some reason, on the contrary, by washing it, it just makes more of a mess of it. So therefore the only answer is to do this greater. Now, there's a hidden shach here. Why? The shach finishes off something very interesting. Ubetoiras chatos shom, mevi ta macher, ein shom me'isavet. So if you look up that Torah's Chatos says a second reason. And that is that even though Sif Hei in Siman Tzadik Vav has already changed over from Dovah Chorif to things which are wet, etc., but the Kishuim that he's talking about are things which are still got a shtickle, a hamshocha. It still pulls. It still sucks the thing out. And therefore the Torah's Chatos, which is the second shitta in the Shach, learns that even if your knife is clean, you'll have this problem. So now, because we're very short for time, so let's try and go through practical. I'll try and throw at you as much practical as we can in ethics. So, before we look. And so, you've got a knife, right? So, interesting. On this Chotach Kishuim, there's a Darak Etshuva. Darak Etshuva says that he thinks that a Avatiach, which is a watermelon, has the same geder as Kishuim, as cucumbers. And therefore, you're going to need greater. And therefore, says the Darak Etshuva, when you're an Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to the shuk, and you want to. He didn't know about the Eretz Yisrael, the Darak Etshuva. But you want to buy yourself a watermelon. Make sure you take your own knife with you, because if you don't take your own knife with you, then you're going to have to do greater on, which is less than clay clipper, on your watermelon. Yeah, there's an interesting Pischei Tshuva that brings the Chavos Yoeh that speaks about fish, which is niftach with a sakin shel akum and How does one go about it? So again, he would be happy with greater, but he says, you're talking about, you've cut it to such small pieces, it makes it almost impossible to do greater on all around the pieces. So if you've got a nice big fish, right, so you went to a shop, let's say you went to Tesco, and you know there that the knife, whatever, was it properly clean, was it not properly clean? And you tell him, I want you to show me the knife. It doesn't help really showing the knife. It's quite clear from the poskim, all you need is a little bit of shamlulis. So really what you want to do is you want to wash that knife properly. It's interesting, I'll tell you why. Because in Chazal's time, in Simon Kuf Chof Aleph, we mentioned the Shulchan Aruch brings the Gemara in Avodah Zarah about Ne'itza Bekarka, that you want to, in order to take off fat, you need to be noyetz, it's in karka kosher, and you've got to do it 10 times. Rishon is mashma 3 times, but whatever it is, you've got to do it enough times to take off the fat. So you see, and you see from all over, there's always a little bit of shamnunis on it. The best moshel I like to give is, if you're cutting cheese with a knife, you see, there's always epis a little on it, but it could well be, and there is a starker svara to say, that if you put the knife through a process of a dishwasher, which gives it first a pre-rinse, and then you're putting soap on, and a dos, and the dishwasher's working properly, and you see that it's clean, then it could well be it's taka clean. Now, years ago, I dealt, we're talking about a good 15 or 10, 12 years ago, I dealt with a company that was bringing cut fruit. So they came to see me, and I wanted to know exactly the process, how it went. So it was very, very interesting, because what they told me was, so this was from South Africa, coming from South Africa, and they're supplying to Tesco cut pineapple and fruit that are grown in South Africa. And it was very interesting, because from what they were saying, it didn't come the nicer, but they certainly were talking seriously about it. It sounded that they've got special dedicated factories which are built right next to these acres and acres of fruit. The fruit comes in, it's all dedicated knives, dedicated machinery, and there's no shailah of shavnunis on there. They cut it up, and then it gets cut up, lomzogun in the morning, and then it goes on the plane. It has to go dafka by plane, and it's sitting on the supermarket shelves by the next day. Certainly by the next day, it's got a 3-day shelf life. So that's very, very interesting. Because if it's taka, dedicated knives, and it's very mistabed, dedicated knives, because it could be legally, but one has to know, one has to be ma'ayan. I haven't been ma'ayan because it hasn't been really so negea. But it could be legally, if you're using the knives other than that, it could be called high risk, especially if you're using it for fish and meat and other products which could be not kosher. It could be very high risk. Not sure whether South Africa today care too much about high risk. It's very, very mistaken that a dedicated factory which is built just specially for these things, that the knives are all dedicated for that, no problems. One thing was a big surprise to me, and this is going back about 4 years ago. 4 years ago, I had to go right to a factory all the way south near Shefford, South England, Shefford. And I had to go and see something else in this factory. And then I saw huge, big IBCs. It's very, very important. You go to a factory, you have to look at everything, because you never know what surprises come up. So I see these huge, big IBCs. And I asked the fellow, what's in these IBCs, like a greenish liquid? So he told me that apart from doing whatever product I was looking at, he also does a spray where the only problematic ingredient in that spray was tartaric acid. And the purpose of this spray is, he told me, he says, how on earth do you think you can have fruit, which is cut up, an apple, and you cut it up, it oxidizes, it goes brown straight away. How on earth do you think we keep it from going brown for a good few days? The way we do it is, we spray it with this spray, which the problematic ingredient there was tartaric acid. So it's very interesting. So we're starting off here with the Shaila Lagabe knives. And it's Noigea, this Shaila, this Shulchan Aruch Noigea. Anywhere's Noigea, in hotels, right? You're staying in a hotel, and you want to go down, and you've paid for your breakfast. He's paid for his breakfast, he can't eat the breakfast, this is from the extra inuit. So you still go down to have a look and see Epshasador Epshasachanyonen. So you can take nuts, and you can, then you see cut fruit and cut vegetables. Shailis, can you eat that cut fruit? What did they use to? Did they just use their normal knives? It could be very mistaba. They just use their normal knives, which they've washed, and then you'll have the 2 days here in the shach, whether, if it's something like a kishuim, whether you want to. So even though you may decide you want to be makel in the supermarket, because it's very, very mistaba that something from a supermarket is dedicated knives, or if cut fruit in a hotel, there you may say, I want to be machme, like the Torah's Chatas, who's actually the Ramah, that holds that even if it's clean, there's certain type of fruit which will be moishach. But here, you've got here a new thing, which I didn't even chat, that is as our issue, and that is, what's the halacha of something which is sprayed with tartaric acid? So, the Metzias, I'm just going to tell you very, very big kids, so tartaric acid is a powder which is made from residue of wine in the barrels. That means like this, if you keep wine in a barrel for a long time, and then you pour out the wine, brought down the Shulchan Aruch, on the side of the barrel, this Weinstein, it looks a bit like rocks. And Shulchan Aruch states that these rocks, once they've been nisyabesh after 12 months, so it's poka, the issa of them, yeah. And the man said, it's very, because today, tartaric acid, the only ones that are machme not to have a natural tartaric acid, to my mind, are the Eidah Haredus. And they do a synthetic tartaric acid. And a few years ago, I got a phone call from, that means in Shulchan Aruch, and all the poskim seem to take on that if this Weinstein, this kind of schoira gets dried out, and it's nisyabish 12 months, and there's a whole shaila, what happens if it's chemically done quicker? But al kaponim, our minig has always been that if it's nisyabish 12 months, then it's okay. So what you'd have to do is you'd have to track down taka if it's been nisyabish. It's very mistaba that a lot of tartaric acid, and maybe even most, are taka nisyabish 12 months. So it's not something which is shreb and nimtza, but you'd want to clarify. In the Haredim are using a synthetic one. I got a phone call from a big supplier, and very interesting phone call. They were very upset. They said, they can't understand, is there any way one can convince them not to be machme on that, on this thing, because it was just some research that the synthetic tartaric acid is extremely unhealthy for the body. So, you know, Mekaradin, and thus, and all the poskim were mekel, can one try and, you know, what can one do to try and keep to that thing? But, so, a real example, so tartaric acid if you put it in something like Coca-Cola or these drinks, it gives us our tangy taste to it. It's got a slight soury taste, which again, last time we spoke about wines, it does, that famous rajba, whether that has an effect, if it's part of a recipe, even if it might be bottled 1,000, but nevertheless, if it's part of the recipe, depending how you learn the rajba, it could be that's going to be awesome. But here, you're not using it for that at all. It's not here for time. All it's here is just to preserve it, to stop it going brown. So, what shall I tell you? It's always very nice. You've got something with a heksher, about this is very good. You want to know strictly, coldly, al pi halacha, it could well be that you'll have, there's good studying on pi shulchan aruch. It's very, very likely it's nisyabesh, and the knives are perfectly okay. But when it comes to hotels, cut fruit there you may want to make sure, even if the law is officially that you don't, maybe taka that's different. So now, far Pesach, you're going to want to buy your chrein, your sticks of chrein. So there is the Pesachim speak about it. How do you dig up these sticks of chrein? So if you using a spade, the spade's never been used for Mishka Kosher Azach. So even if the spade didn't, a lot of people are machne, they take a by the stick of chrein should be completely brown on all sides, right? Because the poskim do speak about these sticks of chrein, which the peasant came with his knife, which he cuts his hand, and then afterwards he cuts his stick of chrein, and it's a bit zicha, dova chorif, and it could be as chomer as the chiltis, because it is a very, very sharp thing. And there, at least for the other, you'd want to do kedei netila. So if you'd have your stick of chrein and it's cut in the middle, you'll want to take at least 1 centimeter. And so do machmirim, where it might be even mefafer bekuloi of al koponim. That's where the shaila comes in, legaba that. The truth is, your title was Vegetables and Emesis 2 Bazundra Droshes, because the vegetables is a Shaila Lagaba Tayloim, and also Lagaba the cutting, all these other kinds, and vegetables itself, it's such a yum. And it also depends how it's washed, and if the washing is good, if the washing is not good. But for those that are Makel, and Chas V'Chelila, one mustn't. Machavek, those that are makel, but you've got to know that there's certain vegetables, as well as they wash them, it's impossible. So for instance, broccoli, even if it's washed and you've done whatever you can, it's impossible. There was once I went to a factory years ago in Hungary where they had cameras where they were sorting the broccoli, and it was taka, but it had to be small pieces, and each piece went through 4 cameras and rejected the wormy ones. So broccoli is impossible. The good news is that cauliflower, especially the frozen cauliflower, which is a very healthy thing, so about it's very nice if one can afford to get the one which has got the hechsher. But if one can't afford, and you buy the frozen cauliflower, and you're prepared to look at each piece properly, to check and make sure, it doesn't take too long to do that, then the Heintiger cauliflower is a huge improvement on historic. And the reason is because most of the worms on cauliflower comes from the leaves. And when they do, they freeze the cauliflower, they cut off. The first thing they do is they cut off all the leaves, so you've already got most of your all the worms are gone and the thing. So, Ichlish, if there's anything else, I'm quite happy to answer some shayla. Broccoli, yes. Broccoli, you have to buy that. That one is special.